Eureka Springs is now an official motorcycle destination. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a local alderman is working with concerned citizens to revise the town's noise ordinance to preserve what they call Eureka's quaint atmosphere and vehicular diversity.
A horse-drawn carriage filled with tourists travels Eureka Springs' historic loop, lined with blooming dogwood and redbud trees. But as the weather warms, this nostalgic ambiance will be replaced by the rumbling of thousands of motorcycles. David Mitchell operates a bed and breakfast called Heart of the Hills Inn along the historic upper loop.
They mostly cluster like the car clubs do up on the highway. And what they do is when they can get with the motels and all there, and they can back their motorcycles in, and then they can put their lawn chairs out like they do with the antique cars and the Corvettes, and they congregate and talk and walk and do that kind of stuff. And if you think about it, the B&Bs are spread out. They're more in town, so they're not as conducive for that esprit de corps that you get with a club.
A half dozen businesses in Eureka, mainly on the outer highways, now cater exclusively to bikers, because more and more are coming with each passing season. And David Mitchell, who serves as Eureka Springs Alderman, Ward 1, Position 2, has been asked to deal with the growing cacophony.
I was approached as a council member to chair a committee of citizens, a diverse group of citizens, to look at the issue of noise.
Last fall, Mitchell selected 8 members to serve on the committee, including representatives from the city chamber and advertising agency, law enforcement, an attorney, motorcycle business reps, and concerned citizens.
This was not targeting in any way, shape, nor form a segment of our population of motorcycles. It was looking at the current noise ordinance that we had.
Which is deficient, Mitchell found, because it only addresses screeching truck brakes and loud music. And although state code prohibits noisy mufflers, Mitchell says a beefed-up local ordinance would provide local police enforcement muscle. Alderman Mitchell says Eureka's not alone in trying to calm the clamor. Cities like New York to New Orleans are struggling with ambient noise.
We looked at noise ordinances from Aspen to Key West to Hilton Head, just all the different resort areas around the country. We eventually came up with our draft and put the new ordinance out, and it goes to council May the 12th. We'll actually bring it up for its first reading.
The effort to amend the city's noise ordinance took root after Fayetteville's annual Bike, Blues, and Barbecue Festival last September, which drew 350,000 participants to the region, many taking side trips to Eureka, now an official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue venue. While no data on motorcycle tourism in Eureka exists, merchant Mark Hughes says he's witnessed a surge since he moved to town in 2004.
That's my sewing room there that we just walked through, and then we came in here. This is the, I call it the fabric preparation and storage facility.
Mark Hughes operates Regalia Handmade Clothing in Eureka. He just returned from an out-of-town trunk show, but last winter he fled the downtown shopping district, moving up to White Street in order to escape the motorcycle racket.
You hear them in different ways all over town. My first location, they were just driving by. At my last location, they were coming up from Center Street, so they had to stop at the stop sign in front of my store and accelerate up, so I really had some noise there.
Last fall, Mark Hughes formed COPE, Citizens Organized for a Peaceful Eureka, taking out a full-page ad and placing posters around town, asking visitors to keep vehicles over 90 decibels out of the historic district, a virtual cut limestone canyon. Nearly half of all new motorcycles sold are equipped with loud pipes by popular demand. When revved, the noise can easily exceed 100 decibels. Noise above 80 decibels can have adverse health effects, according to EPA, and may increase aggressive behavior.
And I think when COPE first came together, it really was just a group of angry merchants trying to figure out something to do. And it ranged everywhere from the ones that just wanted to run any kind of loud traffic bikers out of town completely because they felt things were just being ruined. And then it ranged all the way to people whose clients were bikers that said, you really can't do that. And so I was kind of in the middle of all of these people who were just angry trying to get something done.
Merchants more than 20 years ago banded together to successfully ban large tourist buses from the downtown district. And while no one from Cope wants to ban motorcycle traffic, Mark Hughes' campaign has spurred the drafting of a new city noise ordinance.
For better or worse, it got people talking, and it lit a fire in a way.
During the half-hour back porch interview, only 3 motorcycles drove by, but soon the streets will be clogged with Harleys and Hondas. And Eureka Springs Police Chief Earl Hyatt will be watching.
I think that, you know, you've got certain people who ride a motorcycle who want to have that bad boy attitude, and they go into areas and they rev their pipes up, and it's not just in Eureka. They do it all over the place. And, you know, they think it's fun, and maybe some of the others around them think it's fun, but for the most part, people who ride motorcycles don't like it, and they don't do it.
Chief Hyatt knows this because he's a motorcycle enthusiast. He said he will stand behind a revised noise ordinance only if it does not specifically target bikers.
You can target offenders, and we will, but you can't just target a group of people as a blanket. That's just not right.
But to better keep the peace this coming tourist season, Eureka Springs PD for the first time will dispatch 2 full-time traffic officers downtown on alternate days, who for now can issue noise citations based on state code. Last year, only 30 were issued, which doesn't sound like much.
Word gets around. It gets around quickly. You know, when motorcyclists come to town, a lot of them will go hang out at certain places in town. And one guy gets a ticket, and they'll know it. And it spreads quickly. And a lot of the motorcyclists who come to town are repeat visitors. They come here on the weekends on their motorcycle, and then in the colder weather, they'll come here in their car. You know, so we're seeing the same people over and over again. Noise isn't as bad as it used to be with motorcycles. It is better. Education is the best way to do it.
Signs posted at Eureka's major thoroughfare entrances advising everyone to ride quietly were discreetly removed by order of the town mayor. He rides motorcycles. But if a new noise ordinance is enacted, new signs will go up, says Police Chief Hyatt.
At the 4 main entrances to the city that said noise ordinance strictly enforced.
Eureka Springs has lost population over the past decade, and opinions vary as to why. Some blame the noise. Others point to a lack of affordable real estate. But tourism is reportedly up a notch after 6 years of decline. Some say it might be the motorcycles. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.